Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Nun. We're beginning the fifth Perek Rav Gamliel, and we're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Ethel Renick, Ethel Kayla Bas Chaim Pinchas. All the Nishamas we learned for should have been Aliyah from our learning. So we begin right in the middle of the Daf with a brand new Perek with the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins Rav Gamliel Omer. Rav Gamliel teaches us the following halacha: Ein get achar get, v'lo maimer achar maimer, v'lo bila achar bila, v'lo chalitza achar chalitza. Now, we'll understand what this means by going through the Rashis. It's actually, it sounds complicated, but it's actually not so complicated. Let's go through the Rashis and we'll see it very easy. We'll start off with the second Rashi, Ein get achar get. Rav Gamliel is telling us that if you have either, and seeing the Rashi inside, Ein get achar get, Shnei Yevamos Liodam Echad, if you have two women who fell to one man, so you have Reuven who had two wives, Rachel and Leah, they're not sisters to each other, he has two wives, and Reuven dies, and they both fall now to the Yavam Shimon. So that's Shnei Yevamos Liodim Echad. Two Yevamos fell to one person. Me'och Echad, and it's from one brother. V'nosan get lezu, v'get lezu. For whatever the reason, incorrectly, Shimon gave the first one a get, and he gives the second one a get. So he gives Rachel a get, he gives Leah a get. Now, we've already mentioned previously, but here in this paragraph, we're going to see a little bit more detail. When you give a get, that basically accomplishes nothing except ruining it to do yibam. You can no longer do yibam after a get is given, because people are going to mistakenly think that the get accomplishes something. Get and chalitza are somewhat interchangeable, so they'll think that the get accomplishes something. And if you can do yibam after a get, which technically the get accomplished nothing, so people are then going to think that you could do yibam after a chalitza as well. So therefore, the rabbis will go there, that after a get, you can no longer do yibam. But you still, of course, require chalitza, because the get doesn't really accomplish anything to remove the woman's zika to the dead husband's brother. So, you have again, Rashi, Shnei Yevamos Liodim Echad, Rachel and Leah, unrelated co-wives of Reuven. When Reuven dies, they both fall yibam to Reuven's brother, Shimon. And he gave a get to Rachel, and then he gave a get to Leah. So, Eino also bikrovos shnia. When Rav Gamliel says, Ein get acha get, so the first woman, Rachel, who got the get, so she is now going to be ruined in terms of, this will be like the chalutza of Shimon. The grusha here has the same status as a chalutz of Shimon, and he's also to marry any of her relatives, and she's also to marry any of his relatives. But the second woman that he gave a get to, Leah, that get was worthless. And therefore, while he is forbidden to the first woman he gave the get to, her relatives, however, Eino also bekrovos shnia, but he would not be in any way forbidden to Leah's relatives, and likewise, Leah would not be forbidden to any of his relatives. Because the reasoning is as follows, Rashi says, Di kamo ahane, if the first get that was given actually accomplished anything, so then ha poko zika de tarvayu. So then it actually would ruin the zika and would make both of them no longer connected to Shimon. And therefore, they have a kimagarish nachwis. And then when he gives the get to Leah, it's no different than if he walks up to a woman on the street and gives her a get. So that has no value, that has no practical ramifications. She's still permitted to marry all of his relatives. That woman he just walked up to and gave a get, and he's permitted to marry all of her relatives. The get was zero. So if we say the first get was paka the zika, that removed the zika, so then the second get, there's nothing left to remove. And if you're going to tell me v'kama lo ahani, and if you're going to tell me the get it was given to Rachel really accomplished nothing, so then if it accomplishes nothing, so if it doesn't make it lo'ahani le'midche, so then basra nami lo'ahani. So then if it didn't work for the first one, there's no reason it should work for the second one. So Mimara Shachar Gamliel says that if you give a get to the first one, whatever that does it either nothing or it accomplished removing the zika. So therefore, there's nothing left for the second get to do. Either the second get is already, the zika has been removed, or the first get did nothing, so the second get does nothing as well. The Hilkoch, therefore, Lav grusha sohi. We don't consider the second woman, Leah, in this situation to be in any way a grusha of Shimon, and therefore he's mutter to her relatives and she's mutter to his relatives. And the same thing would apply, v'chein shnei yabmin liyavam achas. The same thing would apply if Reuven only had one wife, Rachel, and there were actually two brothers, Shimon and Levi. And Shimon gave Rachel a get, and then Levi gave Rachel a get. V'nosen zeget, v'zeget. So ha'achon, the second one, Levi, eino klum. That is absolutely worthless. It, again, for the same reason that we just explained. If Shimon's get meant something, it was pushing aside the zika, so then in that situation, the zika is pushed aside, and Levi doesn't need to do anything and accomplishes nothing by giving a get. And if Shimon's get did nothing, so then Levi's get does nothing. And therefore, Levi is mutter b'kravosel, he is permitted to go marry her relatives, and she would be prevented to go and marry his relatives. So that's the style of this Mishnah. Ain get acha get. The same thing applies. V'lo maimer acha maimer. We'll do the next Rashi as well. Ben biyavim echo l'shtei yavamos. This would apply whether there was only one yavim Shimon, and we're dealing with two wives of Reuven, Rachel and Leah, or the same thing would apply. Ben shnei yavamim. If there were two men, there were two brothers, Shimon and Levi, and there's only one wife to Reuven, Rachel. So in this situation, the same thing applies whether it's yavim echo l'shtei yavamos or ben shnei yavamim livam achas. The same thing applies. The second one, or Achron, ain klum. He did nothing. Lifsol esarishona alav. He does nothing to ruin the maimer that was given to the first one. So let's make it nice and simple. You have Shimon and Levi, and there's only one wife of Reuven. Reuven dies, so Rachel is the wife. She falls yibam to both Levi and Shimon. Shimon did maimer with her. We said that's like the kiddushin that the rabbi suggested that you do, so it shouldn't just be straight yibam. That it should be a kiddushin similar to a regular marriage first. So therefore, Shimon gave maimer, gave kiddushin to Rachel, so she is now his wife. And therefore, the second one, when he gives maimer, you can't give maimer to a woman who's already married. You can't give kiddushin to a woman who's already married. And therefore, he has no ability, live solus harishon olav. The second one, Levi, by giving maimer to the same Rachel, does nothing. If the maimer did something, so then it did it. And therefore, Levi's maimer does nothing. If the maimer doesn't accomplish anything, the same reasoning applies. If the maimer of Shimon didn't accomplish anything, then the maimer of Levi doesn't accomplish anything as well. And therefore, the eino tzricha menu get. The nafkamina is that Levi doesn't have to give Rachel again. Get in this situation, and he is not also in her relatives, and she is not also in his relatives. The same thing applies in the next case. We'll continue reading in Rashi. You're not going to have over here a situation. Let's have the same thing. Let's say, keep it nice and simple. You have Reuven died, and Rachel, his wife, falls Yibam to Shimon and Levi. Shimon does Yibam with her. Mazel tov. They're now husband and wife. They are fully married. Then Levi, through terrible sin, does also Yibam with her. She's an Eish HaSish. So be a Znus, be Almahu. This is an act of adultery. This is an act of Znus. This is a horrible thing. However, it's an act of znus, it's not an act of marriage, and therefore Levi's yibum with Rachel accomplishes nothing, it's just an act of znus. Let's make it like we always do in the Gemara, that it was done by accident, it wasn't intentional. In this situation, there's no chiv, there's no punishment, he has to bring a chatas, she has to bring a chatas, but in this situation, he's not going to be osur in her relatives, and she's not going to be osur in his relatives, because there was no marriage, this wasn't a yibum. It looked and sounded like yibum, but it's not yibum at all, because the first yibum worked 100%. So Shimon now is her husband, and Levi, when he has relations with her, he's over Eishes Ach Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah. Finally, the fourth and final case, we stand in the Mishnah, Velo Chalitza Acha Chalitza. So again, once Chalitza is done, Shimon did Chalitza with Rachel, so then, even though Levi also did Chalitza with Rachel, there is no longer a connection over there. And nothing happens by doing that. It's just you walk up to a lady on the street, you do Chalitza with her, it accomplishes nothing. The woman takes off your shoe and spits in front of your face. That's not called Chalitza. That's called taking off your shoe and spitting in your face. So therefore, when Levi does Chalitza with Rachel, there is nothing that halachically happens. And therefore, Levi still wanted to marry her relatives, and she's still married to... permitted Mutter to marry, Mutteres to marry Levi's relatives. That's Rabbi Gamliel's Shita, that's the Reisha of the Mishnah. Chacham disagree in part. They don't disagree with the Lo Bilo Achabila, the Lo Chalitza Achachalitza, that they agree with, because those are fully done and accomplished. There's no doubt. When Shimon does Yibam or Chalitza with Rachel, that's it. She's either married now to him fully, or she is fully no longer with Zika. And therefore, if Levi does either Yibam or Chalitza, that's going to have no value, even according to the Chachamim. However, the Chachamim disagree, and they say that there is get after get. So if Shimon gives a get to Rachel, and then Levi gives a get to Rachel, we'll see that that is a consideration and a concern, that Levi is considered being Megarish Rachel, and therefore Levi is forbidden to Rachel's relatives, and Rachel is forbidden to Levi's relatives. That's the simplest way to understand this. And likewise, Yesh Maimer Racha Maimer. If Shimon gives Maimer to Rachel, and then Levi gives Maimer to Rachel, or again, if you had Shimon and just the two wives of Reuven, if it was Rachel and Leah, two wives unrelated of Reuven, and Shimon gave Maimer or a get to one of them, and then he did Maimor get to another one, or if there's a brother there, Levi, and the second one did Maimor or get to the other one, in all of these situations, the Chacham hold that that is something, we'll explain in the Gemara, that here we're not sure what the get does, we're not sure what the maimer does. Maybe it does something, maybe it doesn't do something, and therefore, not like the Mimon HaShachal of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, if it worked, it totally pushed aside the Zika. If it didn't work, then the second one will work as well. Here we're going to suggest that no, maybe the get works only partially. So it does remove some of the Zika, but not fully. And therefore, the second get does have a place to take effect. And likewise, the maimer doesn't totally make her an Eishes Ish. It's only a partial removal of the Zika to the others, and therefore, another maimer could take effect. So that's the opinion of the Chachamim. However, as the Mishnah says, below achabila, below achachlitz klum. After Yibum was done to the first one, or after Chalitza is done to the first one, then there is nothing to talk about. The second act of Yibum, the second act of Chalitza, is worthless. Now, that's the first part of the Mishnah. We have the word Ketzad, it, as Rashi points out, is unrelated to the first part. Lava pluksa koi, Rashi says. This doesn't go, this Ketzad, going back on Machlokas Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, but Ella Milsob Anfei Nafsho. He Rashi says this is a separate now discussion, and in fact it's going to be Vayavam Echad Vayavam Achas Koy. We're dealing here with just Shimon, one brother, and just Rachel, one wife of Reuven. Reuven dies, and his wife Rachel falls to Shimon in Yibum. V'hachi Kamer, and this is what we're now going to say. Rashi says Ketzad Din Yavam V'Yavama. Here we're going to explain the basic dinum of Yibam that we've discussed quite a bit already in the Masechta, and here we're going to introduce and finalize some of the concepts that we've talked about. So, Ketzad, what is the normal din when Rachel, the widow of Reuven, falls to Reuven's brother, Shimon? So, if Shimon also maimer b'yavimto, if he does what the rabbis tell us to do, which he did maimer with her, but then he says, no, I decided I don't want to marry her, and he gives her a get. So the get knocks off the maimer, but it doesn't do anything to knock off the zika. So therefore, in this situation, tzricha heimenu chalitza. You no longer can do yibam because the get ruined that, and therefore, you have to remove the zika. The get can't remove the zika fully, so therefore, tzricha heimenu chalitza. Shimon then has to give her not only a get to get rid of the maimer, but he has to give her chalitza to remove the zika, and then she's muteris lashuk. If in fact also maimer, Shimon did maimer with her, and then the chalitza, but then he decided I don't want to marry her, so he does chalitza, so the chalitza effectively removes over here the zika, but it doesn't remove the maimer. So you need a get for the maimer. So you're still in this situation, tzricha heimenu get. He has to give her a get, even though he did chalitza with her, which removed the zika, but it doesn't remove the maimer aspect, midrabanan, and therefore he has to give a get for the maimer that he gave to her. If, in fact, Shimon also maimer, he did maimer, ubal, and then he had yibum with her, so then, he's a tzaddik, harei, zu, kimitzvah. So this is exactly what the rabbi said you should do. It shouldn't just go straight to yibum, just go straight to relations with her. That's a little bit improper. And therefore, the rabbi said, do kiddushin just like with a regular marriage. Give her maimer, which is like a kiddushin, and then you'll take her in. The yibum itself, that will be like the nisuin, the chuppah, and that's the right way to do this, and that's also the mitzvah, harei, zu, kimitzvah, the proper way. Now, if, in fact, he gave her a get, nosan get, and then the osa maimer. So Shimon, again, these are all incorrect things to do. He gave her a get. He thought that's instead of the chalitza. So he gives her a get. He didn't realize the din, so he gives her a get. And then he changed his mind, osa maimer. And he wanted then to say, no, I decided I want to marry her. So he thinks maybe this is like machzir grushaso. So this doesn't work. Tzricha get, because now the zika was broken by the original get, so the maimer doesn't really work, but it does work somewhat. So therefore, he needs to give her a get for the maimer that he did, but he can't do yibam anymore because once he gave the get, it's as if he didn't build the house. Lo bana bayis, and therefore you can't go and rebuild it a second time. You have one chance to rebuild the house, so to say. And therefore, the chalitza has to be given to break apart the zika. So the get over here is for the maimer that was given, and the chalitza is to remove the zika. If Nosan get ubal, if he gave her a get, but then he says, oh, no, I decided I want to do yibam, so he does yibam with her, he does be'ila, he has relations with her, so that marriage can't take effect because the get ruined it. So therefore, he needs to give a get again for the fact that tzricha get, because the yibam technically took place on a deraisa level because the get had no functionality on a deraisa level, but midrabanan, we say don't live with her anymore because the get did break apart somewhat the zika, so you need a get now for the yibam because that made you into the wife on a deraisa level, and therefore you have to remove that marriage because you can't live with her, so that needs a get, but the yibam that was done wasn't a good yibam because you weren't allowed to meet the rabbanon, and therefore you have to give another chalitza in this situation. You have to give chalitza, not another chalitza. You have to give chalitza because the yibam that was done doesn't work. Now, Nosan get v'cholatz. If you gave a get and then you did chalitza, so then ein acha chalitza klum. That works because once you did chalitza, there's nothing else that you have to be concerned about, as we'll see more in detail in the Gemara. Once you go and give the chalitza, that pretty much destroys the zika, and invariably, there's nothing that needs to be done after that. Ein acha chalitza klum. We'll discuss this more in this Mishnah. We'll discuss this more in the Gemara. Now the Gemara tells us, Chalatz, if, again, Shimon did Chalitza with her, boom, that's the end of the relationship. There's no more Zika, and she's Muteris Lashuk, and there's no more ability to go and build the house. You didn't build the house, so therefore you can't build the house, you can't do Yim with her. So once Shimon gives Rachel Chalitza, even if Va'osa Maimer, he did Maimer with her after that, or, this is, should be an or over here, or Nosan Geder, he gave her a get after that, or Ubal, he tried to do Yim with her, he had relations with her. In all of these situations, it's zero. Ein acha chalitza klum. Mara gives us other examples as well. Obal, if in fact he had yibum with her, so now she's his full-fledged wife. The zika is, so to say, gone because she's now his full-fledged wife. So once she's his full-fledged wife, anything that he does is also totally irrelevant. If he does maimer afterwards, so it's like giving your married wife maimer. So it doesn't accomplish anything. Basa maimer, or this should be or over here, nosan get, or then he gives her get. Now he gives her get. She's divorced from him, but that's a normal marriage that they had now that was a divorce. The chalatz. Or if he gives a chalitza, that's worthless at this point in time. Chalitza won't get you out of a marriage. So therefore, in all of these situations, the Mishnah tells us, ein achar chalitza klum. It tells us, and Rashi points out, this is going on the first statement that we had with the chalitza first. After chalitza, that's it. End of the discussion. Rashi and others point out, and we'll learn this in the Gemara, likewise, it should say over here, ein achar yibam, ein achar be'ilo klum, as well. The second part is also true, and the Gemara will explain why it doesn't mention that over here in the Mishnah. Now we turn to the Amud Beis, Nun Amud Beis, and we continue the Mishnah. It's a long Mishnah. The Mishnah says, achas yivamo achas liyovim echad. This din that we've been applying and talking about, all these dinim, they apply if you have only one yivamo, you have Rachel, and if it's one yovam. Achas yivama achas liyovim echad. These dinim that we just spoke about apply if there's only Rachel as the wife of Reuven. Reuven dies, Rachel falls to just one brother, Shimon. But the same thing would apply if there were two wives to Reuven, Rachel and Leah, two unrelated wives, and they fell liyovim echad, and they fell to one brother, Shimon. And we'll see, it applies even if there's two brothers here. So right now we're saying the same thing applies whether it's just Rachel falling to Shimon or if it's Rachel and Leah, two unrelated wives, tsaros of Reuven, who fall to Shimon. Again, let's give examples of this. Ketzad. So the Mishnah tells us, if one of them, Asa Maimer Bezu, Umaimer Bezu, if one Yavam did Maimer with Rachel, and then, that in this case is only one brother, and then he did Maimer Bezu, and he did Maimer with the second one, he did it with Rachel, and then he did Maimer with Leah, so then Sricho Shnei Gitin V'chalitza. So then, the Maimer that he did to the first one would have been fine on its own, but now he did Maimer to the second one, so therefore, both Maimers ruin each other, so to say. And he can't do Yibum with either one, because there's this Maimer that got in the way. So both of them have Maimer, so that each going to need a get, that's why Sricho Shnei Gitin, each one will need a get for their Maimer, but that doesn't remove the Zika, and therefore, that's why they still need chalitza. And you can't do yibum over here because the maimer to the second one ruined the maimer of the first one. The maimer of the first one essentially ruins the maimer of the second one. So yibum is no longer an option. They need chalitza to get rid of the zika, and you need a get for each of them because they had maimer. Similarly, if Shimon, his only brother, he did maimer bezu, the get lezu. Shimon gave the first one maimer, he gave Rachel maimer, and then he gave a get to Leah. So again, it ruins it. You can't do Yibum anymore. So Tzricha get in this situation, you need to give a get for the Maimer to the second one, but you still need Chalitza. You have to do Chalitza to one of them to remove the Zika. Similarly, Maimer Bezu Ubal Ezu. If he did Maimer with Rachel, but then he did Yibum Ubal Ezu. He did Yibum with Leah. So on a Daraisa level, he's now married to Leah. So she's going to need a get. But the first one also needs a get because of that Maimer. So Tzricha Shnei Gittin. They're not allowed to live together with the second one because it was ruined because of the first Maimer on a Darabana level, so therefore he can't live with her Yibum on the second one. That would have been a Darais, a good Yibum, but he needs to give a get in this situation. So both of them need a get. The first one needs a get for her Maimer. Second one needs a get because she's technically an Eishes Ish on a Darais level. So Tzricha Shnei Gittin, he has to give a get. Shimon has to give a get to Rachel, he has to give a get to Leah, but the Yibum that was done to Leah wasn't a good Yibum, and therefore they still need to remove the Zika, and therefore the Chalitza has to be given to one of the two. Finally, Maimer Bezu V'Chalitzazu. If he did Maimer to Rachel, but then he did Chalitza to Leah, in this situation, harishon tzricha get. You have to get rid of the first one's maimer that did make her an eishes ish to the rabbanon level. So she needs a get to get rid of that. The chalitza can't get rid of that. So you still need harishon tzricha get. However, the chalitza that was done to Leah does absolve the zika, and therefore nothing else is needed after that get for the maimer that was done first. Now we go to the scenario where you have get lezu, the get lezu. Shimon gave a get to Rachel, and he gave a get to Leah. What's the din over here? Tzricha hemenu chalitza. You still need to do chalitza because the get doesn't remove the zika. And in this situation, chalitza still needs to be done. Yibum can't be done because the get was given, so you're not allowed to do yibum anymore. And Rashi points out, since we're dealing here, assuming that the get does have some effect, so this is like the chacham, that there is get achar get, so therefore, Shimon would not be allowed to go and marry any of the relatives of Rachel, nor the relatives of Leah, and vice versa. Rachel and Leah would not be allowed to go and marry any of Shimon's relatives. This would be, of course, they couldn't marry any of Reuven's relatives, and Shimon has the same relatives, but it's possible that Shimon has relatives, such as his children, that wouldn't have been usher from Reuven. Okay, so get lezu, shuchem and chalitza, you still have to do chalitza. But yibum is not an option. If he gave get lezu, if Shimon gave a get to Rachel, uba lezu, and then he did yibum, he tried to do yibum with Leah, so then in this situation, Leah is married under the rice level, so tzricha get, she's still going to need a get. However, the zika was not removed by that yibum, and therefore you still need chalitza in this situation as well. Next, get lezu, Shimon gave Rachel a get, and then he did maimer with Leah, umaimer bezu. So here we have again a derabbanan marriage, but it's to Leah, but the get that was given to Rachel ruins the ability to do yibum in this situation. So tzricha get, you have to get rid of that derabbanan marriage to Leah, which was maimer, so you have to give a get, and since you have to remove the zika, the chalitza, you require chalitza here as well. And finally, the last case is get lazu. Shimon gave a get to the first one, and then he gave chalitza to the second one. In this situation, ein acha chalitza klum. Here, there is nothing else that needs to be done. The chalitza removed the zika, and the get, there's nothing else that needs to be done in regards to the get, as long as chalitza is done. So therefore, as long as Shimon does chalitza to one of the two, that is the end of the discussion. Now, we have the following scenario. If he did chalitza first, cholatz, if Shimon did chalitza with Rachel. So boom, the game is over. And then, v'cholatz, he does chalitza with Leah, so then the second chalitza was totally unnecessary. It's no different than if you walk up to a woman on the street and say, let's do chalitza, and the woman takes off her shoe and spits in his face, that's nothing. So there's nothing after this first chalitza. Second chalitza doesn't take any effect. Leah would be permitted to go and marry Shimon's relatives, and Shimon would be permitted to go and marry Leah's relatives. That's cholatz v'cholatz. Likewise, in the scenario, all chalats, we gave chalitza, and then he did anything to either of them after the chalitza. So he gave chalitza to Rachel, and then either with Rachel or with Leah, vasa maimer, nosan get, ubal, he did any of those things afterwards. So then, in all of these situations, we say, ein achar chalitza klum. There will be nothing that will take effect, and the Gemara will again say, likewise, the same thing applies, ein achar bila klum, and therefore we'll have to explain why it's not mentioned over here as well. But for now, we're dealing with, he gave chalitza to one of them, and then he did maimer, or get, or he did be'ila with the other one. Oh, ba'al, or he did be'ila first with one, and then he did incorrectly, znus, be'ila with the other one. Oh, ba'al, he did be'ila with one of them, and then with the other one, v'asa maimer, or v'nasa get, or v'chalatz, again, he did anything with the other one. In all of these scenarios, we apply the rule that we said, ein achar chalitza klum. Again, we're only talking about the chalitza, but the same thing would apply with the bila, ein achar bila klum. The relationship is totally broken by the first chalitza, and therefore anything that's done afterwards is like you did it with a woman on the street. And whatever would be the din with a woman on the street, that would be over here. So if you walk up to a woman and give her on the street chalitza, you walk up to a woman on the street and you give her a get, it has absolutely no value. If you gave her kedushin, then you'd be married to her, but maimer isn't the full formal kedushin, so therefore, ein achar chalitza klum, and the same thing, once a full-fledged marriage with Rachel, so then, if you do something else with Leah, it's either going to be an aveira, or it's going to have no effect whatsoever. Now, the Gemara tells us that everything that I just told you applies, ben yavim echad, where there was only one Shimon, l'shtei yavamos, and there were two Yavamos, Rachel and Leah, but the same thing would apply, Bein Shnei Yavamin, if there was Shimon and Levi, and there was only Rachel, Levam Achas, and Shimon did it first, and then Levi did it, all the same didn't apply, and now we go through this and repeat it again. So for example, if Shimon first gave Chalitza, Cholatz, Shimon gave Chalitza, there's only one woman, Rachel, and then the second one, Ba'asar, Levi comes and gives her Maimer, or Nosanget, or Ubal, so Reuven dies, Rachel gets chalitza from Shimon. That's it. That's the end of the relationship. She's now muteris l'shuk. Whatever Levi does to her is totally inconsequential. If he gives her maimer, that's not real kedushin. If he gives her a get, that's worthless. If he has be'ila with her, so then he's over the isser of eishes ach shlo b'makom mitzvah. But it doesn't accomplish anything in terms of the marriage. Likewise, if the first one did Yibam with her, oh Baal, Shimon did Yibam with Rachel, and now she's his full-fledged wife. And then Levi comes along and gives her Kiddushin, Rosh HaMaimer, that does nothing. Or, Venos again, or if he gives her get, that does nothing. Or B'cholas, he gives her Chalitza, that does nothing. Ein Achar Chalitza Klum, it accomplishes nothing. As we said before, we'll have to discuss again, why is it only talking about Chalitza over here? Now, here we start to explain why it mentions only chalitza. The chalitza over here applies whether it's done the first, bein betchila, he did chalitza first, bein b'amtso, he did chalitza in the middle, or bein masof, he did chalitza at the end. What does this mean? So you can see in Rashi, betchila is easy to understand, he did the chalitza first. What does it mean b'amtsa? So it says over here in Rashi, bein betchila, bein b'amtsa, for example, bein maimer leget. So he did three things over here. He first gave maimer, then he did chalitza, and then he gave a get. So kigon, get lezu. He did first a get to one of them, and then the cholatz lezu, and then he did chalitza to the second one, and then the chazav yosav b'maimer, and then he did maimer. So in this situation, the chalitza is in the middle, or basov. So achar maimer v'get. He first did maimer, then he did a get, and then cholatz. So in both of these situations, whether it's at the beginning, the middle, or at the end, ein acharei klum. The chalitza gemurah, as Rashi says, this is a total good chalitza. The e-hoder of it, mimer, if he does mimer afterwards, lo boy get, you don't need a get. The chalitza, gerishin, gemurin, the chalitza accomplishes totally removing the zika, the kamah, bilav, gomor, ole, there's a lav over here to marry her because chalitza was done. And therefore, the kedusha can't be tovsin in this situation, and this is according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that says the kedusha not tovsin in chayvi lavim, and that's why you need nothing after the chalitza, whether the chalitza was done at the beginning, the middle, or at the end. Finally, we conclude this beautiful long Mishnah with the words of Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, he says, no, achas be'ilo, v'achas chalitza. It doesn't make a difference whether it's chalitza or be'ilo that was done, bein betchila, bein be'emtza, bein misov. He disagrees with the Tanakhama. And he says, even the be'ilo done at the beginning, the middle, or at the end, like we just explained, ein acharei klum. He says there's nothing that can occur after that. Anything that occurs after that is totally unrelated to the Zika. There's nothing else that will need to be done. And we'll explain this all more in the Gemara. Now let's start the Gemara. The Gemara starts off and says that there is no machlokes between Rabban Gamliel and the Chachamim in the Reish of the Mishnah. Ad kan lo plige ella beget achaget u'maimer achamaimer. They only disagreed in those two scenarios where Tanakama, Rabban Gamliel, said that there is nothing a get achaget. There's nothing that happens. The second get is totally gone. Mimonoshach. If the first get was good, it broke apart the zika. The second get does nothing. If the first get didn't do anything, so the second get's not going to do anything. And the same thing with Maimer. The Maimer did something, Rabban Gamliel says, so then the first one did something, the second one has no place to act upon. And the first one did nothing, the second one can't do nothing. Whereas the Chacham is saying, no, there could be some get after get, there could be Maimer after Maimer, because it's not a complete ruining of the Zika. So that was the machlokes between Rabban Gamliel and the Chachamim. Ad kan lo pligi, ella beget achaget, Maimer achamaimer. However, avol, if get echo b'yavame, you first gave a get to one of them, and then umaimer echo b'yavame, and then you did maimer to the other one, then even Rabban Gamliel would say that works, mahani. And the Gemara says, why? My time omer rabbanon get b'yavame mahani. Why does this work? As Rashi points out in Dira Maskel, my time omer rabbanon get b'yavame mahani. Ha midarai so chalitzu de mahani ba. Only chalitzu works. Umishum get lo karina ba shalo bona. We don't say technically that a get makes it that you can't rebuild that house again. We don't say that the house wasn't built below yibane, b'shuv lo yibem, you're not letting them do yibem afterwards. Technically, a get, or even maimer, doesn't do anything. So how come the rabbanon say that it does knock aside the zika somewhat? So the more answers, mishum de mahani ma'alma, because we have over here a get works elsewhere. When a man, Rachmon al-Islam, divorces his wife, so the get works there to totally break apart the marriage. And therefore, di amris lo mahani, if you're going to say over here that a get has no effect on the yavama, so then, you know what people are going to say? Amri, they're going to say, get lo tziya, a get normally works to remove a woman from marriage, and chalitza works lo tziya to remove a woman from the zika of yibam. So therefore, if you're going to tell me that the get doesn't work here, umi the get lo mahani, just like the get doesn't work over here, they're going to say, get in chalitza, similar, chalitza nami lo mahani. The chalitza over here does not prevent you from still doing yibam. The chalitza does allow the woman to be now muteris l'shuk, but guess what? If you change your mind, and after chalitza you want to do yibam, you could. That's what you might think. And if you said a get doesn't work, people can think that a chalitza also doesn't work to remove the zika. It just allows her to be muteris l'shuk. They'll understand that. But they'll say, well, if he wants to, Shimon could still go and marry her. And that could lead to a terrible travesty. And that could lead to having eshesach shalom b'makom mitzvah, an isser of kares, an isser of erva. So therefore, the rabbi said, better make the get ruin it, because this way people will understand if the get ruins it, so the chalitza also ruins it, and you can never do yibum again. So even though technically after the get you could do yibum on a deraisa level, the rabbis would go through here, because if we allow you to do yibum after a get, it could lead chas v'shalom to doing chalitza and then doing yibum after the chalitza, which would be a terrible, terrible avera. The Gemara says further, "Umay time Amar Rabban and Maimar Rabbi Yevama Mahani." Why did the rabbis hold that Maimar does work by Yevama? So Mishum the Mahani be Alma, because Maimar is like Kiddushin, which works elsewhere. Because if you're going to tell me the Yam is Lo Mahani, if you're going to say Maimar doesn't work to knock off anything over here by the Yibum, so I would say Amri. People are going to answer and say Maimar Liknos. Normally Maimar makes a woman Mikudeshes Ubiya Liknos, and Bia works to make the woman Mikudeshes in a Yibum situation. Umi the Maimer lo Mahani. If you're going to tell me that the Maimer doesn't work and you could still do Yibum with the other one, which on a Midaraisa level you could. Technically, if Shimon did Maimer with Rachel and then he decides to do Yibum with Leah, so technically on a Daraisa level that would work. But if you're going to tell me that the Maimer doesn't work, lo Mahani, then I'll say, be a Nami lo Mahani. I would might think that, okay, you did Yibum with Rachel, but then if you wanted to, you could still do Yibum with Leah. They're not going to say it's only bayis echad and not shnei batim, and therefore rachmon letzlan v'osi lemiv alachabia, and it could be that you'll end up doing yibum on the first one and then yibum on the second one, which again would be eishes ach shalom b'malka mitzvah, would be a terrible aver of kares, an erva, and therefore the rabbis will go over here to say that maimer works enough to not allow you to do yibum afterwards. So that's the understanding of the chachamim's opinion. Now the Gemara says umay taima amir rabbanon biya pesula yesh acharel klum. Why did the rabbi solve that if you did a bia psula, so then you still need to break apart the zika? So, for example, if you did maimer and then you did maimer on Rachel and then you did yibum bia on Leah, so we said you have to go and divorce Leah, and you still need to give chalitz in that situation. So this is called a bia psula. The bia didn't accomplish fully what it's supposed to. How come the rabbi said, "Umay time amar rabbanon bia psula yesh acharel klum"? Why did the rabbi say that there is a still requirement to do chalitz after this bia psula? So the word says, "Amri," because in this situation, e bia acharageti, if you did bia with Leah after you gave a get to Rachel, or even if it was the same one, even if you gave you get to Rachel, and then you did Bia with Rachel, you know what people are going to say? Gzera, Bia, Achara, get, Mishum, Bia, Achara, Chalitza. So we have to make a Gzera over here. Bia coming after get, we don't allow it to be a regular Yibam because of Bia, Achara, Chalitza. Again, people are going to say, Gittin and Chalitza, Gerishin and Chalitza are the same. So they're going to say, well, if you're allowed to have Bia after a get, which means Araisa, you can, they're going to say, you can also have Bia Yibam after Chalitza, which of course you can. That woman is now Eishes Ach Shalom B'Malka Mitzvah. The E, Bia Achar Maimer here, and likewise, if you're allowed to do Bia after Maimer, so you gave Maimer to Rachel, and then you did Bia, you did Yibam with Leah, so people are going to say, Gezerah, Bia Achar Maimer. They're going to say that if you are allowed to do this, that Bia works after Maimer, Mishum Bia Achar Bia. They're going to say Bia can work after Bia as well. So if you allow, which midaraisa would be allowed, that if you did maimer to Rachel and then you did yibum with Leah, technically you're married to Leah and you're not midarabanan, that does nothing on a daraisa level. The maimer that you gave is only midarabanan, so on a daraisa level you're married, so then people can say, oh, if Bia works after maimer, so then Bia can also work after Bia. So even though you did Bia with Rachel, they're going to mistakenly think that you can do Bia with Leah, which again would be a terrible takala. That would be an issur of Eishes Ach Shalom B'Malka Mitzvah, issur of Erva, an issur of Kares. So that's why the rabbis would go there. That's the Chacham's Shita. Now we go on to explain the next part of the Mishnah. It said, Ein Achar Chalitza Klum. So, Obay Taima Amar Rabban. Why did the rabbis say that once you do Chalitza, Ay Chalitza Psula? So, this Chalitza Psula, for example, you gave a get to Rachel, and then you did Chalitza to Leah. Why in this situation are we concerned as well? Why don't we make exam in this situation that you should still need to give another Chalitza to Rachel? My time on Rabbanan, this high chalitza psula, this chalitza which wasn't a pristine chalitza, it was done after a get or was done after maimer. So then ein achar klum, then you don't need to do another chalitza. The zika is broken, as opposed to by yibam. We said that if it's a yibam that was deficient yibum, it was yibum psula, so then you do need to do something. So why is chalitza different? So Gemara says, Arme, because we would say the following. What should you be gozer over here? What's the concern? My ligzor. We're going to say, nigzor chalitza achar aged. I'm going to say that we have to go and give chalitza after aged. Mishum chalitza achar chalitza. Because if you allow chalitza after a chalitza, so then people are going to do chalitza after aged. Big deal. Kol kihani tachlot v'seizel. Let her keep on doing chalitza. Chalitza doesn't have any impact over here. There's no isser involved over here. So we don't have to make a gzeira that we should make a chalitza achar get, mishum chalitza achar chalitza. So if you did chalitza after chalitza, so worse comes worse, you'll do chalitza after get. There is no problem. No takola can result. So the word says, oh, ligzor chalitza achar maimer. Maybe should be goes there that you can do chalitza after maimer. That should still require another chalitza, mishum chalitza achar bia, because then one would think that if you did chalitza after bia, that chalitza doesn't accomplish anything after bia, then she's a fully married woman. She can't leave that marriage with chalitza. She needs a get. Here again, we don't have to make such a gzera. Why not? Because otu chalitza acha maima. Because when you do a chalitza after maima, mi lo boi get la mamari. You still need a get for the maima, because the chalitza doesn't remove the maima. It only removes the zika. But it can't remove the relationship that was established with the maima. So to over here, chalitza acha bia, if the woman was fully married, so the chalitza accomplishes nothing. You still need a get. So nami boy a get, lebiyasa. So there's no gzeira, there's no concern that something will occur wrong. And that's why, even after chalitza psula, we can say the chacham hold, ein acharel klum. Now, this is a good break point, but let's go a little bit weiter. Maybe we'll chazer this again tomorrow. Amar Rav, we turn to Nun Aleph, my time of the Rabban Gamliel. What exactly is the understanding of the machlokas between Rabban Gamliel and the chacham? Again, Rabban Gamliel holds that there is no maimer after maimer, and there is no get after get. So I already explained this outside. We did this in the Rashi's inside. And now we'll see that Rabbi Gamliel is actually saying the Mesafkele, he doesn't know get idochi. Does the get accomplish anything? Ilo dochi. Does the get not accomplish something? Likewise, maimer, he's not sure ikoni. Does it accomplish something? Ilo koni. It doesn't accomplish anything. So therefore, Mimonashach, Rabbi says as follows. Get idochi, ilo dochi. If you're concerned that Rabbi Gamliel's opinion is he doesn't know, is the get doche, removes the zika, or it doesn't remove the zika. So then, ikamo dochi. So this is the Mimonashach that I mentioned before. If the first one accomplished something when Shimon gave a get to Rachel, ikamo dochi, if that got rid of the zika, so then basra, my covet. So then he gave a get to the second one, there's nothing left. There's no zika. So it can't have any effectuation. I can tell me, ikamal lodochi, if the first one didn't work, so then basra nami lodochi, the second one shouldn't work as well. And similarly with mimer. Rabbi Gamliel is mistopic. Mimer ikoni, ilokoni. He doesn't know does mimer work or not work. So he says, ikamal koni, if the first one worked, so then it worked. And then basra, my covet. Then the second one has nothing to take effect on. And ikamal lokoni, and Rabbi Gamliel says, if the first one didn't work, so then the second one doesn't work either. Basra nami lokoni. And that's why Rabbi Gamliel says that after mimer, there's no mimer, and after get, there's no get, because mimanu shach again. Either the first one worked, and there's nothing left, or the first one didn't work, so then the second one doesn't work either. That's Rava's understanding of Rabban Gamliel. Now, we'll stop over here, and tomorrow we're going to question this understanding of Rava. With this, we conclude today's share.